Public safety was at the top of the voters' minds this time around in the legislative cycle. Unfortunately, it was not at the top of the Democrats' minds. We've already discussed in depth how the Democrats did absolutely nothing about the police pursuit law. We've discussed in depth how they've done things to jeopardize the safety of your children, how they did nothing to address the drug crisis, and in fact, now drugs are about to be decriminalized in Washington state. But something that's not getting as much press is that now there's about to be a whole lot more drunk drivers. Joining us now on the KVI studio line, Senator Mike Patton from Washington's 4th Legislative District. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Happy to be with you, Ari.
So tell us about House Bill 1493 and what it was supposed to do.
Well, 1493 was sponsored by Representative Goodman, but it included most of Senate Bill 5032, which an issue we've been dealing with for the last 3 or 4 years, the look back for the number of DUIs that will end up in a felony. Right now, our state, it requires 4 in 10 years. Now, this is more than Oregon or Idaho. What the bill would have done is kept it at 4, but said 15 years. Also, it had a provision for a DOSA treatment, a very tight treatment deal that felony DUI prosecutor Amy Freeheim had designed. And it had some provisions on deferred prosecution that Representative Goodman wanted. All this was agreed upon. This policy passed the Senate unanimously 3 different times, and it ended up dying on the concurrence calendar over in the House. We don't have any idea why Representative Goodman was not able to get the House to consider that here at the end of the session Sunday night.
So what you're saying is this is a failure of the Democrats to do anything about it? This is something where they just say, hey, it's racist to penalize people for it? What was their rationale? What was their resistance to this that they just let it die?
Well, we don't really know what their resistance was this time. And in the past, the Appropriations Chair, Representative Ormsby, has helped kill it. And he felt that nobody should go to prison for a DUI, no matter how many, which misses the whole point of this, that the repeat DUI offenders are the ones most likely to have vehicular homicides or vehicular assaults. And the amount of deaths due to impaired driving is the highest in our state since 1990, even though during part of the time, of course, the amount of people driving was down during the pandemic.
We're talking with Senator Mike Patton from Washington's 4th Legislative District about how the Washington State Democrats refused to do anything that could have possibly helped curtail the drunk driving here in Washington State. Do you think maybe it has something to do with the fact that DUI doesn't just include drunk driving, but also includes marijuana?
Well, that might be. I don't really know the rationale. There was another proviso that we had in the Senate transportation budget that would have started a pilot project to deal with the combo DUIs, the alcohol drug, or alcohol marijuana, or whatever, which are the ones that are on the rise far more than the alcohol-only impaired drivings. And we were modeling this after legislation in Indiana and Michigan. So there would have been a voluntary swab test that could have been given in the field that wouldn't have been admissible itself, but would be probable cause to get a blood test, which you need to determine if there's drugs in the system. So that was very promising. It was in the Senate transportation budget, and in the negotiations, the House insisted apparently on taking it out. So these were two separate incidents where we could have done something positive to deal with the scourge of impaired driving, which is getting worse and worse. People are dying. There have been accidents. There have been one-way crashes on I-5 and the horrible incident with 2 children died over on I-82. It was an impaired driver, but they couldn't pursue him because of our pursuit laws, or they didn't know that he was impaired, but 2 people died there. So we've got numerous instances where impaired driving is doing real damage to people, and it's out of the blue. These victims have done nothing other than get in their car, and then, it could happen to anybody.
Well, to push back on your phraseology a little bit there, just to play devil's advocate for a second, even though we're saying the exact same thing, so I wouldn't say how much of the devil's involved here, except for what the Democrats have done to our state. But it's not really out of the blue, because what we're talking about is when you defund the police and they are desperate for resources, they say, well, we don't have to give traffic tickets anymore. And that has led to a lot of the insane driving, in addition to lunatics like Ari Hoffman, yours truly, who drives like a maniac because he knows there's no police out on the streets. So, I mean, it's a combination of those factors plus the COVID lockdowns. I mean, I took my son to do driver's ed with me in downtown Seattle because there's nobody there during the COVID lockdowns. All these things are factors. And as I look at every single one of these factors, they're all created by the Democrats' bad policies.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, the laws are a lot better in other states. Even states where Democrats are in the majority are better than our state. So, but this is something that was supported by a number of elected Democrat office holders, and yet the House still didn't. I mean, the Attorney General, the governor supported it. So it has broad support. I would guess the general public supports it about 90% or better, because they're tired of being victims and seeing the increase in all the accidents due to impaired driving.
In the last few minutes we have with you, sir, I've asked your other colleagues this. I've asked your colleagues in the Senate. I've asked your colleagues in the House. Aside from the legislative session being over, is there any good news we have so far out of this session?
Well, there's a few little things. I think there was some positive developments as far as making it easier for individuals to purchase condominiums. There are a couple bills, one I sponsored that would have reduced, that does reduce regulations. We're waiting, you know, for the governor to sign these bills, but it would allow 12-unit, two-story condo units to not have the envelope regulations. So it should save maybe $75,000 on the purchase of a condo. There's other legislation that said there wouldn't automatically be a lawsuit, and instead the developer would have a chance to cure any defect in the construction. So both these bills taken together should result in additional condos being built, and being built at a more affordable cost, not subsidized housing, but housing for the working class that are trying to get home ownership.
Senator Mike Patton from Washington's 4th Legislative District, congratulations on finally being done with the session. Appreciate your hard work. Hopefully next time around we can get bills like yours passed.
All right. Well, thanks so much.